The fight over the California gubernatorial recall election continues today. Last week, a three-person panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that because of antiquated voting technology in six counties, the recall cannot go forward as originally planned. It pushed the vote back until next spring. On Friday, the court announced that it would rehear arguments, and in just about an hour or so from now, an 11-person panel of that same court will rehear arguments. This is a televised hearing, and joining us now to talk about today's event is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. It's always good to have you on the program.
Thanks, Neil.
How unusual is it for a whole circuit to revisit a decision made by a subgroup of the three-member panel of that circuit?
Well, it's somewhat unusual, but it's hardly unheard of. I mean, it's done routinely because when you have three-judge panels on a larger circuit, they want to make sure that the three-judge panel decisions aren't way out of whack with what the whole circuit, the majority of judges on that circuit would want the law to be. So there is always the possibility of seeking what's called an en banc review, and then all the judges on the circuit vote on whether the full circuit should review what the panel did. And and it's sort of the democratic check as a way, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Now, who are these judges? This is an enormous circuit and a very big panel of judges that sit in the Ninth Circuit.
Well, I'm going to go through them sort of one by one in a minute. But everybody is saying that this is a more moderate, less liberal group of judges. And I think that's a fair assessment.
This group of 11 that we'll be
hearing? This group of 11. Eight of whom are Democratic appointees, seven of them Clinton appointees, three Republican appointees, two of them Reagan appointees, one of them Bush 1 appointees. But because there's a heavy predominance of Clinton appointees, I think it's fair to say that these judges represent the overall Clinton judicial philosophy, which was to nominate people who were significantly less, quote, liberal than President Carter did before him. And so they tend to be much more middle-of-the-road type judges, if one can say that of a judge. I think we should also look at where this case is now versus where it was 10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
When this case went to that three-judge court, which certainly had, quote, more liberal judges on it, I don't think anybody gave much thought to the possibility of the state losing and the recall being postponed. And there was not much of a case put on for why it should not be postponed. Since then, we find out that there are possibly as many as 500,000 absentee ballots that have already come in. There have been a whole bunch of election officials who have submitted affidavits saying we can do this and do it fairly on October 7th. A whole bunch of evidence that, frankly, was not available, was not presented to that three-judge court, is now being and going to be made available to this court this afternoon.
Correct a couple of impressions if they are wrong, as most probably they certainly are. One of which is that the Supreme Court realized that this was going to be appealed directly to the Supreme Court. It had touched on so many of the caustic issues around Bush v. Gore that somebody, perhaps the Chief Justice, got on the phone with California and said, get this hot potato off my lap.
The Supreme Court doesn't do that. It just doesn't do that. It's a ridiculous notion on its face to say that people haven't thought of that would be certainly true, but as to a sort of back channel conspiracy, it's a ridiculous notion.
It just doesn't happen that way.
No, it just doesn't happen that way. It's much more likely, frankly, that reality dawned and new information started to come out, such as I've just discussed, and the 11 judges and the 26 judges on the full court said, "We better take a second look at this before we let it go." Just go to the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's a really interesting, they pick who's on this 11-member panel randomly, except for the chief judge, who's Mary Schroeder, who's a Carter appointee, mm-hmm. very well thought of judge. The other 10 judges are really an interesting assortment. There are three people who are long-term prosecutors, all Democratic appointees, one of them a Republican. There are a lot of people with fascinating backgrounds. For example, Dermot O'Scanlan, who's a conservative Republican appointee, His father was a member of the IRA exiled to Canada who snuck into the United States, and Judge O'Scanlan spoke only Gaelic until he entered school. Judge Alex Kaczynski, who's a Reagan appointee, came here when he was 12 years old with his parents from Romania. Both parents were Holocaust survivors. Judge Tashima, who's a Clinton appointee, was interned in the Japanese internment of World War II when he was 8 years old. There are a lot of very interesting people on this panel, and when you look at the ratings they get from lawyers, they are generally viewed as a very able, aggressive, well-prepared group of judges. So this argument ought to be pretty interesting.
As we look at the historical records, and there have all been kinds of analyses on the wire service of how many times a full circuit has reviewed an earlier decision, so they usually overturn them. That doesn't speak to whether the fact that this one will or not, but that's been the case history in the past. Given the timing of the events and the onrush, it's 2 weeks tomorrow before the election is held, can this all be resolved by the courts in time?
Easily. But easier if they decide to let it go ahead.
But isn't then the ACLU going to say, wait a minute, we're going to appeal to the Supreme Court?
They probably will, but I would bet the farm that the Supreme Court wouldn't take it or take a second look at it. If you look at the history of this case, until this decision by the full circuit to review the three-judge court, until that, no court that had discretion to hear this case agreed to hear it. Only the courts that were mandated by law agreed to hear it. The California Supreme Court refused to review whether or not the recall was legitimate. It just wouldn't get into the case. And if the California Supreme Court wouldn't do it, I would be very surprised if the U.S. Supreme Court does it, particularly if the 11-judge court decides to reverse the 3-judge panel.
And is this, strictly on the merits of this particular case, or is there an overall concern about precedent given the number of times that we've seen courts get involved in electoral decisions in the past few years in particular?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of concern about precedent, but there would have been when it was heard by the 3-judge court. As I said, what was not apparent in the argument before the 3-judge court was all of the difficulties the state now says will occur if the recall doesn't go on as scheduled. If you read the decision by the 3-judge panel, they say, so we postpone this for 6 months. We've got a governor. It's not like we don't have a governor. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Now comes the state saying, our whole electoral system is going to be in chaos. We may not be able to print ballots with enough room to have everything on it in March if we add the recall. We've already started to count the absentee ballots. What do we do then? What do we do about candidates who now want to get into the race? All kinds of questions that it really didn't pose at the time of the first argument it now is posing.
Well, like you, I suspect, Nina, we'll be watching TV to watch the Ninth Circuit this afternoon. Thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg here with us in Studio 3A. NPR News will continue to follow the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals hearing on the California recall. Plus, former Illinois Senator Carol Moseley Braun announced today that she has officially joined the race to become the next president. The 56-year-old Democrat, the only woman in the race, is raising little money thus far. The polls show her stuck in the middle of the pack. But details on all of those stories coming up later on All Things Considered. Right now, you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.